Right, well, let's find out what happens when you look at metal and windows, then.
It's very true. We have Diana coming up now with this week's Question of the Week.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week on The Naked Scientists, where I'm going to be donning my sunnies out of season.
Hi, I'm Lauren calling from Australia, and I wanted to ask, how come when you wear polarised lenses can you see strange patterns of light in windows and shiny rainbows in metal?
So what's happening to the light? Here's our expert to explain.
Hello, John Parker here, Department of Engineering Materials at Sheffield University, with an interest in glass in all its forms, and particularly glass colour. The question that we've been asked concerns why you see strange patterns on glass when you look at it with polarised light. And the answer to that really comes in the fact that the glasses that are being looked at have been toughened by thermal quenching, by cooling very rapidly. And the consequence of doing that is that you get stresses in the glass which have a different orientation according to where the cooling nozzles were in the original system used for quenching. So some parts of the glass, the stresses are running up and down, some parts running across and so on. Now, the light, as it travels through the glass, interacts with those stresses differently, and in effect, you end up with two rays travelling through the glass with different polarisation sensors, travelling at slightly different velocities. When they emerge, they recombine, and they're a bit out of step, and what your eye is seeing is a colour associated with just how out of step they were. So that's the explanation for the effects that you see with toughened glass. With metals, the answer's almost certainly to do with the fact that when you get a reflection from a metal surface, you get some polarization. You may possibly have an oxide layer, a thin oxide layer, which is as a result of tarnish and things. And all of these effects influence polarized light as it comes through and can give rise to colours.
There you have it. Sunglasses act as directional filters, so when you get light reflecting off a surface in waves that are out of step, you can see it because they're singled out from all the other light waves. Manufacturers of plate glass will use this polarised lens phenomenon to check if their products are smooth and uniform. I expect you'd need a good pair of sunglasses if you plan to jump from outer space, so next week I'll be chatting to a record-holding parachutist to answer this question.
Hello, my name's Paul Kingston, calling from the Sunshine Coast, Queensland, Australia. I had a question regarding astronauts. I was wondering whether it would be possible for them, if they were stuck in space, to project themselves towards Earth and re-enter the atmosphere in only a spacesuit. Could their spacesuits handle the re-entry temperatures, and how long could this trip possibly take?
And following that, there'll be another great leap.
Hi, I'm Jeff from the US, and I was once told that if a high-tension line, a 23 kV power line, fell across my car, it isn't safe to stay inside because the tires aren't enough to insulate it and the tires and vehicle would catch fire. I was told that I had to open the car door and jump out, keeping my feet together, and then hop away from the car, still with my feet right together, because the voltage gradient present in the earth would be enough to shock me if my feet touched the ground at separate distances. I've often wondered since if this was really true.
What's the best thing to do if a 23 kilovolt power line falls on your car, and how can you jump from outer space to the earth? If you have any more questions or some answers, do have a look at our forum online or send an email to questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com. That's it for this week's Question of the Week. Until next time.
Thank you, Diana. That's Diana O'Carroll. And just to point out, we also had a very, very good answer from TechMind on our forum at nakedscientist.com/forum. That's where the Question of the Week gets published. And you can always contribute either new questions or new answers if you have any.